קטע מספר 13 מתוך מסמך בנושא מחוסר אונים לצעקה לבורא.
Excerpt number 13 from the document From Helplessness to an Outcry to the Creator. An excerpt from Wabash, the article Jacob Went Out. The exit of a righteous from a place leaves an impression, refers to a person for when the righteous is in town. It means that a person can justify providence. Then, when he overcomes the state he is in and says, there is no doubt that the Creator, who is good and does good, is behaving benevolently with me. However, he wants me to feel as I do. It follows that he is justifying providence. At that time, he immediately sees the importance of the work of bestowal and above reason. This is called when the righteous is in town. He is its splendor, he is its brilliance, he is its majesty. For then he sees all the virtues. When he departs from there, means that he has departed from justifying providence and wants to see everything within reason. At that time, he feels no taste in the work in order to bestow. And then its splendor departs, its brilliance departs, and its majesty departs, and he falls once more into self-love. In other words, at that time, he knows nothing but work that is built on a basis of within reason. This is regarded as the exit of the righteous from the place leaves an impression. It means that only then, through the exit of the righteous, when he thinks, now that I feel good taste in the work, I no longer need to work above reason, it causes him the exit of the righteous from the place. This creates in him an impression, so he will know how to keep himself from exiting the work above reason from here on. As I heard from Bala Sulam, when a person says, now that he has support and no longer stands between heaven and earth, he must fall from his degree, because then he falls from the discernment of above reason. It therefore follows that precisely the departure of the degree he had leaves an impression on him, so he will know how to be careful next time and will not blemish the faith above reason, but always justify providence. Constantly connected to the goal.
Number 14, from Rabash 1. What is Israel in the exile? The Shekhinah is with them in the work. The Creator wants him to see his real state. How remote he is from working in the benefit of the Creator. For this reason, the Creator has taken from him the flavor he felt in Lo Lishma, which leaves him lifeless. It follows that the Creator is tending to him and wants to admit him into Kedusha. Therefore, now he must pray to the Creator to help him, since now he needs his help. Otherwise, he sees that he is completely lost. This is regarded as having obtained a kli and a need for the Creator's help, since now he sees that he is truly separated from the Creator, because he has no life. For one who adheres to the Creator has life. As it is written, for with you is the source of life. Now he can certainly pray from the bottom of the heart. For real prayer is specifically from the bottom of the heart. Accordingly, he should be thankful to the Creator for letting him see his true state. Now he sees that he needs the Creator to give him the necessary assistance, as our sages said, he who comes to purify is aided. And the Zohar asks, with what is he aided? And it replies, with a holy soul. Therefore, now the Creator has given him an opportunity to obtain a holy soul. He should be delighted about the state of descent and suffering that he feels in this state. For this reason, he should say that he is not in a state of descent, but on the contrary, he is in a state of an ascent. By this, we can interpret what our sages said. When torments come upon Israel, they surrender and pray. This means that when they come into a state of descent, they see their true state, that they are in lowliness. This is considered that they surrender, since they see their state, that they have parted from the life of lives. For one who has dvikut with the Creator is alive. Otherwise, he feels only suffering. Therefore, it is clear to him that now is the time for prayer from the bottom of the heart. This is the meaning of the words, they surrender and pray.
Excerpt number 15 from the article, Anything That the Merciful One Does, He Does for the Best. Avid, in Aramaic do, comes from the word avud, in Hebrew lost. For the ayin and aleph are interchangeable. In other words, when a person comes to a state where he is truly lost, when he does not see how he can exist in the world or that he has anything to hold on to, and he has exhausted all the tactics and ideas and sees that after all the labor and exertions, everything is lost, he must brace himself and say, everything that the Merciful One does, he does, is for the best. In other words, the Creator brought him all those states of being lost, and they are for the best. That is, through them, he has come to a state where he is at the lowest degree. And by this, he will be able to rise up. As it is written, the Lord is high and the low will see. And there is no greater lowliness than when one feels completely lost. This is the meaning of everything that the Merciful One does, he does for the best. Afterward, when he begins to work once more and correct his actions and makes repentance from love, he says, this too is for the best, meaning the states when he was lost. And there is no greater transgression than a person coming to a state of being lost. When he repents from love, he sees that this too is for the best, that from the bad itself, the good was done. It follows that there is a difference between everything that the Merciful One does and this too is for the best.